K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back again, your host for this other K-State podcast, the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University coming to you. Oh man, I thought I had it for a minute. I gotta pull it back up. But anyways, thank you so much for listening to another football episode of this podcast, all things K-State sports. Your very first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to this football episode. See, I had it and then decided, you know what, I'm gonna make it difficult for you, make you find it again. But anyways, yeah, I got it back up now. But anyways, thank you so much again, the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. That's where you're gonna find football, men's, women's basketball, about to enter Big 12 play, speaking preferably to the women's basketball team, women's volleyball, women's soccer, track and field, indoor, coming soon, along with baseball on the backside as well. Baseball actually played a few games in the middle of the fall semester. Obviously, you have men's, women's golf, women's tennis, women's rowing, the men's, women's cross-country teams. I think we got everybody in there. If I did not, I apologize. But anyways, this is all things K-State sports on this particular podcast. I am recording this, a special episode on Monday. Yes. December 15th, 2025. We continue to go through the staff here, as we will do. Once we hear something, once everything is finalized, we will talk about it, right? Just like D. Scott, right? He's going to make an article about everybody, the new hires, the new recruits, right, to K-State. We're going to do our best to, give you updates on the new staff of Coach Colin Klein after he's done with Texas A&M. They'll be playing Miami in their first round of the College Football Playoff, which we're not going to go down that road. I'm not going to do that. But the focus on this episode is Trey Scott. I finally get around to this. Trey Scott was one of the hires last week. And Trey Scott is going to be the general manager for Colin Klein. He announced this last Thursday there. Trey Scott, go down his first profile for a minute. For a few minutes, right? 11 years in player personnel with NFL clubs. This is big. NFL clubs in the last 3 years as a coaches and as an exclusive agent there. So this is, again, you're talking, you need, see, again, I guess the blessing in disguise for Chris Kleiman stepping down, right? Colin Klein, young, obviously knows way around Manhattan and knows K-State, right? A player, Heisman finalist, Big 12 champion, okay? Right? You need to, yeah, I say it almost every day on the show. NIL, the Trenton Portal era, where you need expertise or see a light in and try to get through players, right? And Colin Klein, actually, after recording this podcast, because EG3 went to bed early last night. But, there was some chatter around K-State Twitter, on my K-State Twitter, that Colin Klein is trying to flip somebody to come to K-State. So, again, we're getting two different avenues here while still the offensive coordinator at Texas A&M. But Trey Scott brings all that experience to Manhattan there. Scott brings a unique, well-rounded perspective to K-State in era. Again, I just said this. New era of college athletics, as he has traveled throughout Division I football as a scout for two NFL clubs before handling contract negotiations over the last several years. And this is from Trey Scott. Quote, I have had a long career in football, but this is different. This is family, and this is home. And he goes on to say here, quote, I am excited to work with quality people and be aggressive in this era of opportunity. Thank you to Coach Klein for trusting me to help advance our program. I cannot wait for my wife and kids to become a part of this special community. End quote. Again, there's that special word in Manhattan family, right? Had a dear buddy of mine go back to Manhattan after getting his long, looks like his doctorate degree, something like that, something in that field. I didn't realize he was back out in Manhattan until a couple of days ago. I didn't realize that as well. I know I've gotten some questions about that. That's still in debate. Right, I don't have a clear answer right now. I have other things to worry about right now, but that has been a thought. I will come on here and say on this podcast that has been a possibility. Now, if I go back a few years ago, definitely a possibility, but things change, things happen unexpectedly. And to my let's just leave it just like that unexpectedly, and I was not pleased with some stuff. So that's why I'm up here in Kansas City. I know I've gotten a couple questions off the podcast about that. Yeah, Colin Klein's back over there. Apparently Trey Scott might be back. I don't think Trey Scott's been to Manhattan. We'll go through his profile for a minute. Yet again, it's circling about me, but I don't know right now. There's a lot of things going that needs to happen first for even me to go back over there, back to Manhattan, right? So we'll see. And that number one thing, obviously, is a change of position, right? See, you gotta get hired first. You like Stanton Weber's. We'll throw in a couple old staffs in there. The Joe Klanemans going to Baylor. We talked about that last week on the show. Again, if you missed out on that, you've been out of the loop of K-State football news. Go back, check it out on our feed. You gotta have something to move for a reason to move first. That is trying to get around to. So again, that's up to debate. As we come to the end of the 2025, I don't know right now. There's a few other unfinished business here first. Before I even think about that. so there's that. But anyways, Colin Klein talks about Trey Scott. Quote, Trey is a huge part of where we are going to take K-State in the future. Continues on here. Say, quote, with his NFL experience and roster management background, along with how he builds relationships, he is the perfect fit. End quote there as well. Continue on with Trey Scott. I'll come back to that in here in a minute. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Trey Scott, your new general manager. So your new coach, Colin Klein, in this order. New special teams coach, Stanton Weber, former player. So yeah, a couple former players on the staff. That includes Colin Klein. So again, I recorded a Stanton Weber episode that has not appeared yet. That'll come this week along with this episode as well. And any other hires come across as well, we'll go along with it as well here as we close out 2025 on the podcast here. And actually, hold on a second, are you serious? Oh damn. Okay, so we have three. Hold up, so we have so Trey Scott did play for K-State, so hold up here a minute. So he was a quarterback at K-State in 2010. That's when I came to K-State. What are we talking about here? Scott began. Wow. So take that back. I take that what I just said back 2 minutes ago. I said, Scott, I don't think he came to K-State. Well, fool me. Wow. I was not aware of that. And I came to K-State in 2010. Stepped on foot on campus at K-State in 2010. So I never heard. That's it. That wow. Your wow moment so far this week. Early in the week. We ain't even got through Monday yet. Scott began professional football as a professional assistant with the Washington Redskins, now the Commanders. Back in 2011, he received an opportunity to work for the Oakland Raiders, now Las Vegas Raiders, the 2012, and then moved to Las Vegas when the franchise was relocated, right on cue, back in 2020. Starting as a Midwest scout of the Raiders, Scott earned multiple promotions, culminating with the title of Assistant Director of Player Personnel, where he oversaw all aspects of personnel department there as well. He left Las Vegas in 2022 to become the exclusive division of Rep 1 Sports before the company was acquired by Excel Sports Management in 2023. For Excel Sports, Scott represented some of the top college football and NFL coaches, in addition to front office members, with his primary focus of handling their contract negotiations. He also worked as a consultant for athletic departments all around the country, helping schools navigate the new era of college athletics and revenue sharing, NIL, and spending of revenue sharing dollars there, end quote, there as well. And Scott, originally from Shawnee, Kansas, baby. So there's that. He went to school at Mill Valley, or high school at Mill Valley, anyways. Graduated in 2010, minor in economics, and looks like business is major, business management and supply chain management with a minor in economics there as well. So there it is. There it is, folks. There it is. There it is. Trey Scott. Boy, oh boy. So everything starting to, Colin Klein, your new head coach of this football team, starting to put the pieces, the pieces of this puzzle together. And Scott has an impressive, this is impressive resume right here of Trey Scott. And so, yeah, this is what you need. This is what you need now. And I wanted to back up real quick. I know we don't talk rosters and all that. We don't talk recruiting that much on the show. We just talk sports on this particular podcast. Well, K-State sports, particularly in this podcast. K-State sports, all things K-State's. All things K-State Athletics, Purple Project Podcast, Eddie Greer coming to you, recording this Trey Scott episode on Monday, December 15th, 2025. We are halfway through, already through the month of December, and that much closer to closing out the year 2025, which needs to close out really fast. But anyway, yeah, man, so you need, with the cutting of these the number of rosters for college, all these college programs, well, college football, we'll just stick with that for right now. You need somebody with that experience that can handle that, and while other coaches can do what they need to do, and then this is, I gotta say, for Colin Klein, this is another home run hit for head coach Colin Klein. So already bringing back former players. Everybody's a former player so far on the staff that knows Kansas State and knows how to get around, knows the theme, knows the culture, obviously. I said this a few weeks ago when talking about the volleyball team, in aspects of, you know, Manhattan, you don't have outside of Kansas City, you take that away, the Royals and Chiefs and whatnot, you take that away for a little bit, you got college teams, right? And Manhattan has Kansas State, right? And Kansas State thrives on winning football. That is where, obviously, head coach Klein and his staff want to get back this program, getting back to, right? Winning and doing it the right way, right? So, so look at this. Woo-hoo. So it looks like after all that, one of my other quarterbacks hit the transfer portal. So speaking of that. DJ, breaking news, not K-State related, DJ Lagway going to hit the transfer portal. So I'm going to let Brandon Olsen take care of that. So not surprised there. I had a feeling he would go, honestly, after all that, this is why some people need to keep their mouth shut. And you say one thing, you do the other thing. And I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty of that too. That's why I stopped saying nothing, because, you know, you do this, and then all of a sudden, screw this, I'm going to do the other thing. Yeah, that's why I start saying something. That's what. So DJ Lagway said he's going to stay put at Florida. Nope. He said, nope, screw that, I'm out. So there's that. But not out is Trey Scott. Is he just signed on to be Colin Klein's staff there as well? But again, I lost my train of thought before getting breaking news about my other college team, the Florida Gators, on this podcast. Yeah, to finish up what I'm saying, yeah. Winning football, right? Manhattan, they thrive on the success. And look, it's not taking away women's sports, right? We should not, because we're just coming off of the women's volleyball team getting into the NCAA tournament and winning a game in the NCAA tournament. So we know that program is going the right direction, right? So we got other sports, right? But obviously this Manhattan, the city of Manhattan, Little Apple, thrives on the big two thriving, right? And we'll see about the men's basketball team here coming off this win against Creighton. I know we got two more games non-con left, which they should be obviously winnable games before turning the leaf over to conference play, and DJ Diabonsta and BYU coming in a new year. Let's kick off the new year, 2026. Right, but yeah, so football's tailed off. You know, I have said that a lot in the show, and so to catch up with what it is right now, all around college athletics, you needed somebody with that experience, and Trey Scott definitely has that experience. I don't know personally, because look, I stepped on the campus same time he was at the time he was graduating K-State. So yeah, man. So Trey Scott, your new general manager at Kansas State, added on to the new coach, Colin Klein. Everybody seemed to be former players to this point so far, and you needed experience with play. You needed a staff that, okay, that knows K-State, and so far, I gotta say, these are home run hitters hires right now that Colin Klein is doing right now. So I can go on and on, but we're gonna put a pin on right on that for now. Trey Scott, K-State Nation, your new general manager for football operations going into 2026. And even a little breaking news on the Florida Gators, which let Brandon Olsen take care of that, because that was like 2 weeks ago. DJ said he was gonna stay put. Nope. That podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where podcasts are found. Freedom Bible Daily. Remember, just to record Kansas State content. iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Audio Boom. Yes, sir. We are almost everywhere now. And a big thanks to you guys once again. We are about to close out another chapter on this podcast. Man, y'all been rocking and rolling with us last really three months since everything kind of just came out of nowhere. Pretty much there and having to adjust. I'm just trying to survive the end of the year and get to 2026 there as well. But I know a couple of things gonna carry over, but it is what it is at that point. I know I've gotten the questions. Are you gonna come back? I was like, I don't know right now. Right now, that's the least of my concerns right now. Again, I gotta have something to come back. Well, I already do have something to come back to. That's number one. That's the top of the list. There. That's already got something to come back to. I should take it back. But number two, I gotta have a position to come back to. Do I ever even consider to come back over there? Back to Manhattan, the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas. So we'll see about that. But anyways, yeah. So there's that. Again, make sure you pass the word along to fellow K-Staters out there about the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, your everyday K-State sports podcast. Not one time, not two times a week, not three, but every day. You're keeping up source of aspects of K-State sports. We're going to call it like that. Yeah, baby, trying to keep up what's going on with the latest around K-State sports, baby, out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Alex Sain out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from, once again, Kansas City, Missouri. Trey Scott, the latest hire on the new coach, Colin Klein staff, heading in to 2026. Eddie Greer here saying thank you once again for listening to another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Cats. Okay,